I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello and welcome to Come Along Pond, a Doctor Who discussion podcast. God, it feels so good to say, with your two best friends, your two dusty, get them out of the cupboard, they're covered in dust, best friends, Elliot.
And Damla. That's right, she's brought me down from the loft.
Yes, we've been brought down from the loft, we've been dusted off, and we're back. We are back.
Yeah, I need a bit of oiling, but you know, it's fine.
Do you know what? I've missed this.
Me too.
I really have.
I've missed your face.
I've missed your face. I mean, we've seen each other's faces in the interim, but
have we?
Doing this. Yes, we have. We've had catch-ups, babe. Come on.
I don't remember this. The last time we had a catch-up, I was still in bed. I was like, please don't.
No, before
don't look
that,
at
babe.
My face. But I don't remember
before
that.
Before that, I forced you on video call, and then the next time you were like, no, I can't. And I was like,
no, please,
fine.
Please, it's 1 o'clock and I'm laying in bed because I... I'm a fool.
A fool.
But yes, I've missed your face. I missed your face in podcast mode. And everybody at home, I've missed your faces, except I can't see your faces, so I've missed your ears.
I've missed your ears and your essence.
As I worm my way into your brains.
Can you feel it? It's happening. Anyway, we're back. So before we get into anything, just quick little catch up, quick little chin wag, quick little bon mot, as you would say, Elliot. I don't even know if that's the right use of the word.
No, indeed, I would say bon mot.
Bon mot.
I don't even entirely know what it means, but I enjoy saying it.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. Basically, if you don't follow us on Instagram, which at this point, if you don't, it's actually just homophobic. So just
sort
yourself
out. What are you doing, listener?
What are you doing? On Instagram, we announced very dramatically, screenshot on the notes app, energy on the grid, that we were taking a break. Because here's the thing, we love this, don't we? We love it. We love doing this.
Yeah.
It's truly one of the biggest joys of my life. I love doing it. I'm so glad we started doing it. It brings me so much.
Top
it's actually
five.
My, yeah, it's like, I've said this before, if this could be my job, I'd happily take it. I would cherish it. I still cherish it, but you know what I mean? Like, I would love to do this as a job. I love it so much.
Yes. I wake up every morning and go, thank God we get to do this as a job. I am truly one of the blessed people.
Exactly. But it's not, because, you know, being a creative is tough. And both of us started, well, you know, full-time work. And it doesn't leave much time for things, really. And,
yeah,
you know, we both take this podcast very seriously. Even though it's, you know, it's a passion project, we take it very, very seriously. Like, you know, the post on these episodes does take me time, because I'm the one who edits them, and I'm a Virgo, so, you know, I like it to be perfect. Anyway,
perfect.
So,
and this is why it takes so long, because she's an half go on.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's why I make her edit it, because it's all her editing out her stuff.
It's me. It's me editing out all my shit.
Yeah, she's the problem. It's her.
It's me. Sorry, Karen. But yeah, anyway, before I rattle on any further about it, basically, we just needed a minute to breathe, because we never want this to become a thing of like, oh, we have to go and record an episode. Oh, we wanted to nip that in the bud before it even became a thought in our heads. Do you know what I mean? And we were experiencing a lot of creative burnout. It was a lot of emotions. So yeah, that was the best thing for us. And also, big update, the main update is we are going to a bi-weekly schedule now, because every week when you're, you know, unemployed / freelancing sometimes was fine. Absolutely fine. I loved that schedule. But now when you're doing full-time work, it's like, it ain't gonna work, darling. It ain't gonna work. So for now, at least, we're going to a bi-weekly schedule, which I know some of you will be like, oh no. Well, that's the reality, and that's how it has to be. If you want the quality and the energy and the vim, the vigour to stay as it is, you know?
The beans.
Anyway, God, I'm actually exhausted listening to myself talk about it, but yeah, you get it.
Yes, and small caveat, addition to the Bonmo, a mo to the Bonmo, if you will. of course, you know, that's all the reasons why we took some time, but thank you to everybody for still sticking around, especially thank you to people on Patreon who've kept their subscriptions going, because, you know, we haven't had an episode for almost a month, so we do really appreciate everybody's patience and everybody's understanding. Everyone's been really kind about it, and you're all still here, which is crazy, because I would have gone by now. But we're back. We're back. This is not three specials run and gun deal where we lie about when they're actually coming out. This is proper regular schedule programming. We're not going anywhere.
No.
Baby.
Yeah, babes. That's how it is.
Yeah, baby.
That's how it is. So get used to it. But
no love for the Austin Powers. No, I think that's quite good.
Never seen it, Soz.
What?
I know. I know.
My Austin Powers is brilliant. Anyway.
I know. Anywho. Well,
anywho. I am going to blast through three mails.
Yeah.
Three fast emails. Because we're trying to do this episode fast, full of energy.
Yes.
So I picked these at random, and they're just the shortest ones. So if you think, I mailed it ages ago, well, your time will come. Anyway.
Your time will come. We just want to ease ourselves back in with this very, very fun discussion we're going to have. But we'll get to that after the three emails.
Energy. First email is from Lily. And they say, hi, Elliot and Damla. Hope you are having a great day. Knowing how long it takes for you two to read all the emails you receive, I have a question that's set up for the end of season 4. Well, you know what? Your email was so lovely and so short that we can answer it whenever. And so we're answering it whenever.
Yeah.
You'll probably be near the end of recording the episode. You'll probably be near the end or recording the episode reading this. Well, you know what? I think if we hadn't have taken that break, we probably would have been. So
yes.
I feel okay doing this. Feel free to wait until you get to the episode to read this, because it contains spoilers. It's fine. We're all free fun here. There have been various rumours about the possibility of Billy Piper or Freeman Ragman coming back for the 60th alongside the one and only David Tennant. I'm very aware that this is very unlikely, but I'd like to know both your opinion on either companion coming back, even if it was just one scene with Rose and Tentu in the parallel world. Hugs, kiss. I guess, Lily.
Well, we've spoken about Freema the possibility of Freema coming back, I think it makes a lot of sense. And I think she would slot very nicely into this new narrative and, you know, maybe working with Kate. I think that makes a lot of sense. And as you know, Martha is my girly. So I need her back with all of my being. Billy, on the other hand, I want Rose back because I think Rose is a very, very integral part of New Who. She was the first companion. She is like the companion that most people think of, I would say. And she came back for the 50th, not as Rose as the moment, but save it. I would like to see Rose back. And I'm not complaining if she comes back as a full-time character again, like for the specials, even a surprise or whatever. But yeah, even just a glimpse, I'd be happy. But also, I'm not married to the idea. Do you know what I mean? What do you think?
Mm. No, same. There has to be narrative reason to bring either of them back. I'm not into this, like, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, who's that woman off in the distance that we turn around? Oh, it's Billy Piper. And then, you know, we can all scream because we've... Yeah, I don't like that kind of
thing. We've done it before.
Yeah, like, I just, you know, I need story reasons. So as long as there's story reasons, I'm fine with it. And I'm sure that Russell would find a good way to slot them into the story. So if he wants Rose in the narrative, then I trust him. But I have a feeling that she's probably not going to be. I have a feeling she'll probably be referenced. But I don't think we'll see her. And I don't think we'll see Martha Jones either. Although I think she would definitely fit more easily into the narrative structure. I would like her to meet Shooty. Yeah, so want her more in Series 14 than in the specials. But I'm not gonna say no to either.
I agree. I think I'd want Martha more in Series 14. Same.
Well, thank you so much for that, Lily. On to our next email that goes as follows. Hello. I've been binge-watching your amazing podcast for the last few days ever since I found it via Instagram. None of my friends watch Doctor Who, so it's lovely to listen to people who are equally as passionate about it as I am. Thank you very much for what you do. Helena. What a lovely Helena.
You don't hear
Helena as much anymore. And I love it. Beautiful name. Beautiful email. Thank you, Helena.
Gorgeous. Thank you. Thank you so much for your lovely words.
And our final email goes as follows. Hi, Elliot and Damla. My name is Mickey. Ah, Mickey. Nice to see you. He, him, and I've only just started watching New Who this year. I'm a bit late. I know it's embarrassing. I found you guys through TikTok and now I listen to your podcast all the time while on walks. I think you mean hot girl walks, but it's fine. Doing household chores or my uni work. I have no questions for you, unfortunately, but I just want to say your podcast has been getting me through some tough and boring days. I don't have people around me to talk about Doctor Who with, so listening to your podcast is a great way for me to have other people's thoughts and opinions in my ears and talking about the show that I love. I hope you guys are having a lovely day whenever you read this. Godspeed, Mickey.
Thanks, Ricky. I mean, Mickey.
Not Mickey the idiot, Mickey the lovely. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Well, that concludes this week's rapid fire. Fast three mouth corner. It's
coming. No. As always, thank you so much for the wonderful emails. And
thank you, Sean.
Yeah, we always really appreciate it. But before we get into what today's episode is about, you know, lovely chill hot girl chat is what this week's episode is about and what it is. Just a reminder, we said it up top, but we have a Patreon. If you'd like to check it out, patreon.com/comealongpodcast. If you want to support the pod, you know, you want to get some access to some things, please go check it out. Link in the show notes, or you can type it in. It's up to you. But yeah, patreon.com/comealongpodcast.
Hey, and finally as well, just one unprompted new segment that probably won't be a segment going forward, but it's time for a DM of the week shout out.
Yes.
Darren and I both love this. We were contacted by a very, very lovely lady called Jenny, who was sharing with us clips of her Doctor Who themed dog training routine, and it's spectacular.
It's a spectacular thing to behold, and the message, we won't divulge, but the message that you sent us was so touching that we wanted to give you a shout out. So this episode is for Jenny. We love you, and thank you for listening.
Yes, this is Jenny's episode. Everybody else, go away.
Love you, Jenny.
Love you. Roll credits.
Yeah, roll credits. Oh, what we like. What we like.
I forgot about my catchphrase.
What we bloody like.
Well, as I'm sure you were able to gather from our fun rambles at the start of the episode, we've got an absolute beast of an episode.
Oh.
The specials are coming way out yonder, and it's going to be a bit of a giggle.
I didn't even know you were going to do that. That's hilarious. Aha, humour!
funny thing to say.
Yes.
It doesn't really work the other way. We've got an absolute star of an episode, but don't feel blue because the... See, it's not quite...
So here's the giggle, guys. Here's the gag, goodle and giggle to this week.
There's a star beast waiting in the sky.
Actually, there is. There actually is. That's the gag.
There is.
And that's the giggle.
There's a star beast waiting in the sky for less than 1 month's time.
Yes. So, before we get... Hold on. Hold your horses. So, we thought, what's the best way to ease ourselves back into recording? We didn't just go back straight into an episode. We wanted to acknowledge, because even though this is a very dated episode, and we may even be out of date by the time this comes out, no one cares. It's a hot girl chat. It's discussions galore. This episode is a meal. This is a meal. It's Slay the House Down Boots, except we're not going to use that because that is just, you know, predictable queer language.
If the episode is a meal, then it's steak.
Exactly.
Steak and chips.
Steak and chips. But yeah, what I was going to say was, instead of it being Slay the House Down Boots, the reason we're doing this episode is because this month has been the month of the boot. It's been the month of the boot. Boot, boot, boot. Oh my God, we have been fed. Fed, watered and clothed, and, you know, wrapped up in a blanket.
Not just because we have new jobs.
Humour!
Humour!
Funny thing to say.
Funny.
Fuck the government. Anyway, Lord. So, what we're going to do today, like I said, it's month of the boot. We're going to run through all of the things that have been happening. It's the run up to the 60th, baby. We're going to have a hot girl chat. It's going to be a gag. We're going to talk about how we were gagged. It's actually been such a time. So the first thing we need to talk about is the air dates have been released finally. Gagged.
Finally, the worst person you know can stop complaining.
Yeah, like some of you don't need to shut up on a real one. Like actually keep it moving and grooving and keep it zipped. Like stop being so ungrateful. Shut up. Like actually shut up.
Out of people in this country who don't know how their state broadcast works is terrifying.
It's really, really
weird. Just because
it's
Doctor Who doesn't mean they make special accommodations. And the funny thing is they have made the special accommodation by announcing them a month early. It's mad.
Yeah. Like, did none of you remember that The Power of the Doctor, the air date was released, like, what, a week before?
Yeah, it's what the BBC do, you know? And it's frustrating sometimes, but also sometimes it's really cool when... You know, the BBC press office will announce something that's had, like, no announcements, and then you're like, oh, shit, that's out in, like, 2 weeks. Cool.
Don't have to wait that long. If anything, it's
awesome.
A gift.
It is. I think it's a gift.
But yeah, some of you need to, you know, go back into your noggins and remember that the BBC do things on the fly, all right? So, Elliot, tell us the dates, babe, because you've got the more dramatic voice. Here.
And I have some fucking opinions, I'll tell you
that. Yeah, speaking of being ungrateful and annoying about dates, watch us be annoying and ungrateful about dates.
I'm allowed to be annoying and ungrateful about dates. Only, I don't know, it's weird. I don't care, it doesn't actually bother me, but I just find the whole thing a bit perplexing, that's all.
Go on, babe.
Anyway, on the 25th of November, Saturday the 25th of November, you'll be able to sit down with your friends, family, just you in my case, and watch The Star Beast. On Saturday, the 2nd of December, you'll be able to do the same again, but you'll be watching Wild Blue Yonder. And on the 9th of December, same thing, but you'll be watching The Giggle.
The Giggle.
Then on the 25th of December, you'll be watching As of Yet Untitled Christmas episode.
It's actually... How are we feeling? Because I'm beyond excited. Like, it's getting very, very real now.
I think that's, for me, I think that's where the weird feeling is coming. It's not ungratefulness, but it's a feeling of deflation.
Right.
Because for me now, because for a year, November has been the month to look forward to, and November's no longer the month to look forward to, it's December.
Yeah, it's basically December.
Like, I know that it's the 25th of November, but it's December. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. It doesn't impede on my free time. I do not care. I think it's just a weird feeling of, I've been going this whole time, November, November, November. Oh my God, we're in October. It's almost November. Oh, actually, really, it's December.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a bit weird. Odd. Just odd. Odd choices.
Strange, odd, and confusing. But, personally for me, I don't really care. But I agree with you. It ain't really November, is it? It ain't really November. But along with the air dates, we've got some like cute little posters. These were actually giving throwback. Like, it was giving throwback. It was giving 2007. It was giving 2008. Like, it was giving Doctor Who magazine that you bought for £2.99 from
the corner shop. Posters.
I really like them. My favourite is the giggle.
Yes. Yeah.
Very good poster.
Unhinged, drawn Neil Patrick Harris because he couldn't go into the photo shoot because he lives in like LA.
Yeah, literally.
America.
In that place. Something that I've been seeing though online, and again, it's another case of you lot needing to shut up. And again, I'm sure it's not none of you lot, but like just people online being annoying, being like, "Wild Blue Yonder, like the poster's literally just got a robot in it. What's that about? Watch the episode and find out." It's literally what do you mean?
I saw people going like, "Oh, I'm less excited for this one now."
Okay, bye then.
Why? Like, it's strange. It caught me off guard when I first watched it. I was like a little robot. Okay, that's like an interesting first thing to reveal.
Yeah.
But if you're less excited because I don't know. You know, like it's not gonna be the 11th Doctor standing there, is it? You know what I mean? Like it's just, I don't know. And people complaining about all the airbrushing, and I just think you've got to be a really different level of sad to notice and or care about airbrushing in posters.
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously caveats with that and, like, specific scenarios where it's like, okay, no, that's a bit fucked up. But, like, in most scenarios, it's like...
Yeah, it's just a practice that happens and, you know, you can agree with it or disagree with it, but it happens. And you got to be real mad when you sort of learn, you know, what happens to actors and models all the time.
Yeah, I also kind of like now, I'm very much of the vibe of like, because it's been happening to women for so many years and not to men. Now that it's happening to men as well a lot more, I'm like, yeah, good, because it's not, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I've never seen anybody complain about airbrushing, so I started airbrushing David Tennant. Now everyone's really upset. It's like, well, you know, this has been the norm for, you know, since years. Airbrushing was a thing. So.
Also, sorry, this is not on topic, but speaking of David Tennant, like, just a really, really quick, another little bon mot, another little side piece of information. Something that made Elliot and I feel so cozy was Georgia Tennant posting on her story about them going to Morrison's, and she like documented, it was like a vlog of them going to Morrison's, and it was so funny. I was literally dying. And like David in his like really colourful Doc Martens, which were a sleigh, first of all. And then him getting like mobbed at checkout, hilarious. Actually screaming
and
crying.
When she's like standing at the self-checkout and she's like, yeah, I'll just get the bags on my own. I'm like, yeah, but you did take David Tennant to a supermarket in the middle of the day.
The national treasure that is David Tennant.
He's not hiding his face. He's not got like sunglasses and a baseball cap on. He's just walking around like, hi, I'm David Tennant.
Yeah.
Because the man doesn't know he's famous.
Like, don't get me wrong, yeah, and I'm not saying it to be weird, but like, someone like David Tennant, who's like been my idol since I was a kid, if he was in the supermarket, even with sunglasses on, I'd know it's him straight away.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And like, you know, and everyone can have their own opinions about, you know, whether or not you should or shouldn't like swarm celebrities when they're out in public.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Yeah.
It is not surprising.
No.
You don't have to condone it to find it completely unsurprising that he gets mobbed when he goes to a mall.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Morrison's.
Exactly.
Also, fucking real as fuck that they shop at Morrison's. You know what I mean? I would have thought they were like, Ocado delivery girlies.
Yeah, like Marks and Sparks. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But they're like really, really fucking excited that there was a new Morrison's opening.
So funny. I love that for them. I just love them. I love them so much. I really, really do. You know, we'll save it for now. But yeah, the Doctor's Daughter's going to be a fun time. Anyway, going back to the point, I just wanted to talk about that for a second. We're going back to the point. So, along with the air dates, you know, Neil Patrick Harris has also been confirmed as the toy maker for Definite, even though we all low-key knew, but it's nice to get the confirmation, you know.
Yeah.
And it's really funny because, so another little bon mot, but this is relevant. So the trailer, the proper official trailer for the 60th came out, like not the teaser, the full length thing.
Yeah.
And this is going to be really odd by the time this comes out. But like I say, it's a dated episode, doesn't matter. But when the trailer came out, I was outside. I was in the real world. Imagine I wasn't in bed or at home on my sofa with my cat. Imagine.
I was away and I was going to watch Strictly anyway and watched it live so I could watch the trailer beforehand. And I think like some Doctor Who fans, I was there for the first time experiencing Alan Carr's Picture Slam just so I could watch this trailer. And Alan Carr's Picture Slam is one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life.
We love Alan Carr, but Christ. Anyway.
But jeez, yeah.
But yeah, so the trailer came out and I was out and about. I was actually going to see Matilda the Musical in the West End. Who is she? Oh, love that. Anyway, and I was in the queue to go in the building and the trailer came out. So I stood on the side of the street in Covent Garden watching the trailer on my phone with my one earphone in. And I'm literally crying in the street. And I call Elliot. And you pick up and you're like, babe, I don't have a lot of time, but go, quick, thoughts, feelings.
I'm taking a pizza out of the oven. Make it snappy.
Make it snappy. And I was like, oh my God, screaming, crying, throwing up. The shot of Neil Patrick Harris in the sky with like the marionette kind of, I don't know what you call them, like the puppet strings, literally had me losing my mind. That's one of the most beautiful shots I've ever seen. And like the effects, everything. And then, you know, just David's acting, how good he looked in it. Oh my God. And I'm literally in the middle of Covent Garden losing my mind. People were staring at me, like Philly.
I was like, yeah, it's cool, isn't it, man?
It's cool, dude.
at least the last time that happened was on Christmas Eve last year.
Yes. Yes. Yes, it did. But yeah, it was just a lot of emotion. And I just, again, incredible trailer. One of the best trailers we've ever gotten for the show in general. You know, editing.
It's like a real, I don't know if that's bad, but it's like a real trailer.
Like a proper trailer, yeah.
It's like a Hollywood movie style trailer.
Yeah, like, you know, we've got, you know, the music track underneath, the dialogue that was chosen, like everything was perfection. You know, the little throwback clips. Oh, yes, yes, love it.
I'm going to just say, it looks so nice to have Doctor Who, like, looking high budget and looking impressive, but like, looking like TV. Subjective opinion, but I don't like the Chibnall era aesthetic of making it sort of look like American prestige TV with like huge drone shots and like really fucking super letterbox, like 16:9 and lens flares. It all looks too, it's not the visual language of the show for me. So I like that this does, the money's on screen, but it still also kind of looks like cheap TV. That's what I want out of my Doctor Who, which I know sounds really stupid, but that's what I like.
Boots.
How I like it to look.
Boots.
How I like it to look.
It's just boots. There's boots everywhere.
Doctor Who widescreen.
Yeah, it's giving budget. It's giving bougie, but it's also giving, it just, I don't know. It looks amazing. It looks really amazing. I think the most cinematic Doctor Who should look is like the 50th. Like the 50th just got it perfect, in my opinion. But again, save it. When we get to that episode. Yeah. Oh, amazing. And then anyway, we got another trailer a little bit after that, a Disney Plus trailer, which had the Disney Plus logo with the TARDIS flying over it, which was a surreal moment.
Yeah, because it's like the first time they've actually done any branding for Doctor
Who.
Yeah. Really? Like, they've been really quiet about it? Because there was all that talk for a while that they might not even push the specials. It might all be about Shooty, but, like, I think they were obviously just waiting for when they could say it's actually going to be on Disney Plus.
Exactly, that's what I think as well. But, you know, casually just revealing Mel in the background. Idiot.
Yeah, can't tell if someone's going to get fired for that one.
Oh, man.
I mean, like, you know, again, it's not, like, massively surprising. You've got also that clip of David from ages ago being like, oh, no, well, it's Catherine, isn't it? She goes, what about Mel?
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, she's great, isn't she? But, like, it's nice to know.
It's nice to know. If we are wrong, we apologise, but we're definitely not wrong, because that is definitely Mel in the background. That is Bonnie Langford, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. She's got that coat on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, so air dates, vibes, posters, boots. So next, we've got the Doctor Who... What was it called? The 60th concert? The celebration concert?
Doctor Who at 60, a musical celebration.
So, first of all, I want to talk about how if you got a ticket for this event, you weren't guaranteed entry, which is hilarious. We won't dwell on it, but I find that pretty bloody hilarious. So if anyone actually went there and got in and managed to stay, well done. I applaud you, because what the fuck?
Yeah, I also wish that people had have told me that A, the tickets were free, and B, it was happening in Cardiff, because I could have gone and no one told me.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'd like to say a big fuck you to everybody.
Yeah, it was all your fault. It was all your fault, listeners. Yeah. No, joking.
I could have met all three showrunners, and Sagan Akinola, and Peter Howell, and Murray Gold, and Sylvester McCoy. I had a great time.
But, like, you know what? That video of Russell, Chris... and Stephen together. They did a little interview. They recorded them at the celebration. They did an interview. It's on socials. It's so cute. Like, they're all just talking over each other in a cute way, like a passionate way, in a really cute way. And it just makes you just love them all. Like, they're the only men.
Yeah.
They are the only men.
They are really adorable. I do like... I like that you sort of learn their sort of personalities. Like, I love that they're all like... They're ribbing Chris because he... likes to keep everything secretive, and then he's like, I know, I can't believe you gave all this information away. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And they're like, stop being boring.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Then,
yeah.
And then they're asked about hearing the theme from Legopolis, and they're all like, yeah. And they say the only truest statement I've ever heard them say, which is classic Who's the Only Real Who.
Hilarious.
Brought a big smile to my face. They're all like, oh, all the shit we do is fan fiction. It doesn't count.
Here's the question, though. Out of the three of them, who are you? Who would you say you're the most similar to? Because I know who I am. In that interview context. Not as people, because we don't know them as people, but...
I don't listen to it once.
I feel like I'm Stephen Moffat, I'm not going to lie.
I think, honestly, I'm probably Chris Chibnall. Just, like...
Yeah. Bless him!
Yeah, everyone feels sorry for me. Or hates me. No, it's because I have my stupid presenter face and voice, which is what you're hearing right now. But actually, if you were to know me in real life, I would definitely have been sat quietly in the corner trying to speak over Russell and Stephen and struggling and just sort of sat in the corner, like twiddling my thumbs, waiting for my time to speak. And then when I do say something, no one else finds it quite as funny or interesting as when the other two said it.
Babe, it's me all over. Am I Russell and Stephen? Is that what you're saying? That's what I am, isn't it? I'm a mix of the two. Yeah. If you want to know what our dynamic is like to a T, that video. but anyway, so we got themes of past and present, but also future. It's giving do we you. Anyway. so we've got
so
the new theme, 15's theme, and the life of Ruby... No, I'm lying.
The life of Sunday.
I'm going to let you take over first. I want to hear your opinion. Let's go song by song, theme by theme, score by score, whatever the bloody hell you want to call it. I don't care.
Do you remember the order in which they were played?
Absolutely not.
Okay. The first one that was played was The Life of Sunday.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about it. Okay. What do you think of The Life of Sunday? Because I'm going to just admit now, I didn't listen to the whole celebration because I'm what? Fake. I'm fake.
Honestly, I was going to. I was like, oh God, it's 2 hours and I don't know if I like all of the music enough. But I did listen to it all.
I want to at some point. I think when they do the televised version or the visual, like you can watch it kind of version, I will sit down and watch it of a Sunday or something.
There is a moment when they say that Sylvester McCoy has stood up in the audience to wave, and I can't wait to see that on the actual broadcast.
I love that man so much.
I think The Life of Sunday is really interesting. Now, I don't know anything about music. I don't have a music background. I'm not going to pretend to talk about scales and progression and theory. I don't fucking know anything. But all I know is it's a waltz, which is very lovely. And it's very different, I think, to any other companion theme because it's very, very simple. It is just the piano, if I'm not mistaken. There is no other instrument really accompanying it. And it's sad. It's really sad. Like, I can hear it being played as she is just living life on her own. I get the sense she might be a really lonely character from listening to it.
Yeah, that's what
and
I
it
thought.
It makes me really sad. Even though, like, all the film photos, like, oh, it's her out with her besties at Christmas, and, like, here's her having, like, coffee with Kate Lethbridge-Stewart, but, like, it sounds like she's going to be really fucking lonely. Which, and I'm not conflating the two, but I think might add fuel to the fire of the rumours of her potentially being an orphan.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, yeah. Oh.
Well, that's like a persistent rumour at the moment, right, is that she's meant to be an orphan, and that's kind of how they weave the timeless child thing back in. That's why her and the Doctor have a friendship together, because they're both orphans.
That's kind of cute.
It would be very nice. Yeah, I hope it happens. I mean,
trust in Russell, trust in RTD.
Oh, yeah, whatever he does will be good. I that as an idea. I think it's a nice way to carry that on. I'm digressing. I think it's very beautiful. I could listen to it. It sounds like a piece off like the Phantom Thread soundtrack, very Johnny Greenwood coded.
Why did I literally have the same note? Stop! Stop! It's so Phantom Thread coded. Oh, that movie. Do you know what? We're going to start the Phantom Thread podcast because that's how much we love that movie.
It's because when Daniel thinks of me, she thinks of Phantom Thread.
It's your movie. It's your movie.
It is.
It's so you coded.
Yeah. I can't begin my day with a confrontation. Oh, I'm the grumpiest fucking git on the planet.
And I'm Ladybird coded. That's just how it is, and that's how it always will be.
Damla, what do you think about The Life of Sunday? Not Brian. Sunday.
Sunday. So I actually really like it. Do you know what it was giving at the start, though? So for me, at the start, when the first 20 seconds, I was like, snooze. Then it got to about 40 seconds in and I was like, actually, what am I talking about? This is one of the most stunning things I've ever heard. I love it. It was giving a little bit. I'll tell you what it was giving. You know when Donna forgets all of her memories with the Doctor at the end of Journey's End? Mm-hmm. That bit of music that comes in. There's like a slight part of it that sounds like that. That bit of music in the background. Do you know what I'm talking about? That's what it sounds
no,
like.
No, but I believe you.
But I will say, the start of it, even though it made me snooze a little bit, it was also kind of giving A24 indie movie beginning of the trailer music. Does that make sense?
Yeah. You don't, like, hear a waltz very often. It's quite an unusual piece of music for something like that.
But overall, let me just clarify, the whole piece is beautiful and I love it, but my first initial listening to it, I was like, I'm snoozing, I'm falling asleep. Oh, you've got me.
Yeah.
That's how
it works. It's quite whimsical. It sort of reminded me a bit of, like, Alexander Desplat's score Shape of Water.
Can you actually stop creeping me out? Because I literally was going to say that as well. It was giving Alexander Desplat. It was giving Alexander Desplat. That's what it was giving. Yes. Oh my God. Stop reading my mind. I've had enough.
And as well, of course, I was, you know, just was giving me Rose's Theme vibes because piano.
Yes.
Which they play that live and like Doomsday, and I cried quite a lot.
Do you know what's actually really funny is what if this is like maybe she's just a one series companion? I don't know. I have no idea. What if this is like literally in her last moments or something? Because that's what it sounds like.
It does, doesn't it? It sounds very final.
It sounds really final. It's giving. Full stop. That's what it's giving. I'm going to stop saying it's giving. Sorry, I know how annoying that is. Sorry. But that is literally what it feels like.
It's giving period.
It's giving, period. It's giving cricket. Anyway, so that's the Love Sunday.
The Fifth Doctor is giving cricket. Sorry.
The Fifth Doctor is giving cricket. It's giving celery stick. Anyway. Sorry, I've got a bit of a cold. I think the sound of my blocked up nose just came through. But anyway, 15's theme. Lord, 15's theme. What are we saying?
Oh, I was so pleased with this because I was trepidatious because I was like, oh, is it going to be sort of, you know, epic and, you know, that kind of almost the meme version of Murray Gold that you build up in your head where it's all just like Latin chanting and, you know, like fire and anger and fury. And it started and I was like, oh, this sounds like a fucking 1940s, like World War II propaganda cartoon. It sounds like an adventure serial. That's such a vibe, and I am so here for it, and I love it. It's been stuck in my head all day since I listened to it again this morning.
It's so good. Do you know what it is for me? It's combining, and they don't sound like this, so just bear with, but the energy of all the strange creatures and I Am the Doctor mixed together, but something new as well.
Yeah, because that like opening where it's very repetitive and you have that like it was like a bass or like a baritone oboe, I think it was they called it, that's like playing quite repetitive, is got like that really good beat to it. But then later on, the more sort of orchestral parts were sort of just pleasurable again to my ear. I'm not a music theorist, I barely know instruments, but it sounds cool. It doesn't sound too ridiculously epic, but I can hear it being played over some really triumphant moments. Like, I think that's why I like it, because I can hear the first section of it being played over him with like his hands in his pockets, just like bounding down a street with like a mission in mind, and it being a bit sort of like, oh, we're having fun, but I can hear the other bit being as he rescues somebody from the brink of death.
Yeah, for sure. Or running down a corridor, you know.
Yeah.
I will say the last 20-ish seconds of it, of the like da, 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 that bit.
Yeah, that's the bit that's been stuck in my head.
It is giving 10th Doctor a little bit for me personally. Like when I first heard it, I was like, I can literally see 10 running down a corridor. I can see it. But when you combine, when I listen to it again and listen to the start, I no longer think that. But for a second, I did. For a hot second.
That's fair enough. And like all of this music as well, if I genuinely didn't like it as well, you know, I would say we're not like,
yeah, of course, yeah,
shilling out for this, you know, we disagree on lots of things, but I genuinely like all three bits of music.
Also, we have made it very clear that we don't like everything this show produces, so like we're never going to just sit here and say things to please. But I think 15's theme is the most Murray thing, though. It is very, very Murray coded. Even though it's literally Murray, but like it's Murray at his core, you know.
And fun tidbit: they have an interview with Murray, Joe Wiley, who's the host of the show. She does an amazing job. She interviews Murray, and she's asking him lots of different questions. But she says to him, you know, like how do the themes like inform the character? And he won't say anything about the 15th Doctor because, you know, he's not allowed. And he's like, you know, no, it just, you know, he's like, it's in their smile and how they walk and how they talk. He's like, you know, Matt's theme is just based on his gangly walk.
Yeah.
I was like, savage.
Savage.
But he does walk all kind of gangly.
He does. He has that kind of big walk, that kind of big, like, gap walk. I don't know how to explain it. Very, very stridey. Yeah.
David Byrne energy.
Yes. And then we get the big one, the whopper, the big daddy, that bitch, the new theme for the show. And what it is, I'm just going to say it, is lovely, it's beautiful, but it is just the old theme, but with a bit of spice. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's all of, it's a bit of everything.
Yes.
It's a bit of classic, a bit of new, a bit of something borrowed, a bit of something blue.
Yes.
Which I don't like it when they change the theme up too much, personally.
Yeah, same.
Like, I love the original 2005 revival theme because it's the theme that I grew up with, even though it's quite a big departure. But then as we go along, I don't dislike any of the themes, but they do just kind of get further and further away from sounding like what I want a Doctor Who theme to sound like. Especially sort of like Matt Series 7 one. Although it does, the opening does sound a lot like it though.
It does. I would say, yeah, no, I agree with that. I'd say the one that went furthest away from it is the 12th Doctor's one.
Yeah, it's a screeching, isn't it?
Shit.
Yeah. I don't dislike it. I don't dislike any of them. I like 12s, but it's not. It would not be my favourite, but I don't dislike it.
13 Slade, and I said what I said. I don't care.
The only problem I have with 13s is I've come accustomed to it over time, but it feels like it builds to something that doesn't quite come.
Sure.
Yeah. For me, it feels a bit anticlimactic.
For you.
And it also gets lots of points just for people being like, it's got the original theme in there. It's like, okay, and? Like, don't get me wrong, it still sounds
cool. Your point being?
I like it. I've gotten really used to it. I love the effects on the opening. But yeah, there's still a little bit of me that just needs to go on a tiny bit longer, a little bit more spice. But, you know, I don't like the electric guitar and keyboard version of David's theme. I'm all over the place.
We just don't have fully formed opinions on anything. So there you go.
No, but I do love that middle eight, and if the middle eight is not actually in the opening, like it is with the Seventh Doctor's opening, I will cry.
Just cry.
It's relegated to end credits all the time.
Every time.
And it's such a beautiful piece of music. I want to hear it.
I need it in my life.
It's the best part of the theme.
Come on. What are you doing, Murray?
It was in some classic episodes, but only because, you know, sometimes the theme would run over by accident and it would kind of creep in. But, like, I need it full time.
We need
in my
it.
Opening.
We need it. It has to be there. And if it isn't, Murray, we're going to have words. Anyway.
They can do it for Sylvester. They can do it for me.
Last couple of points before we head off today. Doctor Who Unleashed, the new version of Doctor Who Confidential, has been confirmed with host Stefan Powell. Stefan.
Who knows?
I want to say Stefan.
Fair.
That's what I'm going to say. I'm really excited about this because I think the show has really been missing Doctor Who Confidential. Doctor Who Confidential is a ritual. It is a religion. It is something that I used to love. Literally, you'd finish the episode, go over to BBC Three, watch it. That's 3 hours of your Saturday taken up. Stunning scenes. Absolutely gorgeous. The fact that the cut down confidentials are on the DVD is bullshit, because why are they cut down? Why? Maybe it's probably a licensing issue, because they used a lot of commercial track in Doctor Who Confidential, so that's probably why. But anyway, Doctor Who Unleashed. I mean, we saw Stefan on set. We didn't really know who he was. But he was on set and we saw him doing interviews like when they were filming in Camden, things like that. And now we know why, because they were doing this new show. It's going to be like, it's an internet series, isn't it? It's going to be out on the internet. So after the episode comes out, we can watch it and see behind the scenes.
On iPlayer, I assume, or something.
On iPlayer, or probably YouTube, whatever. Either way, I'm really, really ecstatic. This is one of my favourite bits of news that actually got released, because I genuinely missed Confidential in my life. Like, the last time Confidential was a thing was in Series 7, wasn't it?
I don't know. Sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
I think so.
I never watched Confidential as it was going out, so.
I can't remember Capaldi ever doing it, to be really, really honest with you. So I think that was the last time, yeah. But I'm excited it's back. I think it's going to be really fun. It sounds like a really, really fun time. And Stefan, I don't know anything. Stefan, I've said it 5 different times this episode. I'm so sorry. But the new host, he seems lovely. And he seems super excited about it. And that's all we really want. We love someone who has passion for the show. And wish him all the best. I'm sure he's done a brilliant job hosting it. And we're really excited about it. Vibes.
Good vibes, man.
But yeah, anyway, speaking of things hitting the internet, all of Classic Who is hitting iPlayer. Well, R.I.P.
Most of Classic Who.
Yeah. R.I.P. BritBox. R.I.P. ITVX. I mean, imagine not putting the first ever episode on there. Oh, wait, they're not going to. Stupid.
Well, your first ever story. People only focus on an unearthly child, which, fair enough. But, like, you know, there's 4 of those babies that are getting ignored.
Yeah, it's really silly. It's very, very silly.
And potentially others, as of yet unconfirmed.
But either way, yeah, ITVX, who is she? BritBox, never knew you, never saw you, never even met you. Cancelling
£6 a month.
That's the thing, though. Most people had those accounts for Classic Who because it's so much cheaper than buying all the bastard collector's box sets and DVDs. Do you know what I mean? Absolutely. I mean, we love them. We love them. Please, sorry, hold on. We love the collector's box sets. We love all of that. But it's a damn expensive hobby.
Yeah, and, you know, they've only got... I only collect the Slimline ones, right? They've only got a handful of them out on Slimline at the moment. So, you know, if I want to watch a season that I don't own physically, I don't have the DVDs. So, you know, I need to find them somewhere.
Exactly. And when we do our Classic Who watch and review, I need to watch it somehow.
Yeah. I do now have An Unearthly Child on DVD, though. I didn't.
Now you do. Because you're what? Gay. Anyway.
And I want to watch it on the 23rd of November. So.
Yes, you do. Because you're what?
A Doctor Who fan.
Can't relate.
AKA gay. Actually,
yes, AKA a massive homo. Anyway. So to close off this wonderful, gorgeous... I've had so much fun already. I'm so sad it's already over. What the hell? But you pointed this out. I'll let you take over this, actually, because you were the one who added me about it, and you were like, oh my God, did you see? And I was like, no, I didn't. And you were like, well, fake fan. Did you see what Russell said? And I was like, no, I didn't. So take it away.
Yeah, if you're feeling, I don't know, sad, or you're going, oh, I can't believe, you know, we've got to wait another 2 weeks for another cap, or, you know, oh, I don't want to wait till Easter for a new series. Well, shut up, because Russell T. Davies accidentally reveals that he is doing at least 4 series. Yes, whilst having his interview with Joe Wiley, he says that for series 4, he wants to do an episode that is entirely music. And then she's like, series 4? He's like, well, we're planning series 3 at the moment. And then she's like, oh, okay. So that means Russell's doing 4 series, and everybody cheers, and he just goes, oh. Beautiful moment. Very, very exciting.
I mean, very, very happy. Nothing will ever beat, though, like being spoiled or like something going wrong where they've spoiled something, like the Dalek Sek coming out on stage at the BAFTAs, and they were like, why is Dalek Sek there? Get him off the stage. That's always a gag. I love it. But yeah, wow. I love, because here's the thing. If Russell was going to come back, he wasn't going to come back for one series. I mean, he could have. I'd still be great. We're nothing if not glass half full people here.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, anyway. But if he just come up for one series, I'd be like, okay, love that, but also leaving me high and dry here, Russell. Come on. At least minimum 2 for me. It had to be at least minimum 2, but 4? We're being fed. We are being fed and gifted.
I think what he wants to do is find another pair of hands for the show to get safely left in. You know, agree or disagree with how Moffat took the show, he was the very obvious next choice.
He was.
And I guess same with Chris Chibnall, because of how long he'd been working on the show. But Ross says part of the reason he took the job is because there was nobody for it to go to.
Yeah.
And he didn't want it to just get, like, given to someone who didn't know what they were doing.
Yeah.
And I feel like he's going to stay for as long as it takes to basically build a new protege who is able to take Doctor Who going into the future.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Which I love that, you know. And I don't want other showrunners to come back, you know what I mean? Like, not because I dislike how they do the show, I just think, like, the show needs to change hands again, and I want to see it tackled by someone new again at some point. I just hope that he's able to work with someone close and consistent enough where he's able to hand the show over to them.
All I'm gonna say is, Russell, get Neil Gaiman back for a few episodes.
Russell, I'm available.
And get Elliot back. Not back. There. No, not back. You've not done it before. No. Hire Elliot, please.
Please don't.
I'll take a crack at it. Go on. No, I'm joking. No, it would be awful. It would just be everyone telling jokes. Anyway, I'd love to see Neil Gaiman do a few episodes. I would love Stephen to come back and do a couple, personally.
Yeah, I could take a leave.
Yeah, I'm not married to the idea, but like a couple episodes I'd be all right with. But yeah, no, Neil Gaiman's one of my favourite writers for the show. I just love him anyway. I love his work anyway. I read it in my spare time. I'd love to see it. And, you know, like, people like, you know. No? My brain's gone blank. No,
I don't, sorry. I don't know who you mean.
No, I don't know who I mean. I was going to say something and I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah.
we love to hear it. We love to hopefully see it soon, which we will, because 25th of November, baby.
But you got this to look forward to. You got another one of these in 2 weeks to look forward to. You've got announcements on random dates that Russell told you to look out for in Doctor Who magazine. So there'll be some interesting things coming out before the special even airs. So very, very exciting things coming forward, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, just to recap, you're getting an episode every other week, bi-weekly. So you got this one week without, and then you've got us right back in your ears. Hey, but also, if you like, re-listen to an episode. Support the pod. But yeah, you know, we're still on socials, guys. You know how it is. We're on socials. We're on the gram the most. Go to the gram, please.
Why are you trying to do the wrap-up?
I'm actually trying to do the wrap-up. And failing. So
flounder.
Roll credits, Elliot. Roll credits. Roll credits. Anyway, I'm going to shut up. Babe, go for it.
Well, that brings the curtains down on another wonderful episode of the Come Along Pond podcast. I hope you had fun. We sure did. It's so good to be back. If you like what you heard and want to support the show, you can do so over on Patreon, patreon.com/comealongpondpodcast. We have lots of different tiers. You can offer us general support. You can get your name read out on the show. You can go for some ad-free listening. I have to say thank you to our top-tier Patreons, Jason, Lucy, Dr. Pompidou. They are giving us life. However, thank you to everybody who supports us on Patreon. Really appreciate it. However, money not your bag, I understand. Christmas is coming up depressingly soon, and money is tight. So, if you want to support the show, you can do so by getting in touch with us on email. That is comealongpondpod@gmail.com. If you want to be cool, like Mickey, like Lily, like Helena, send us an email. You will get read out on the show one day. Not necessarily the shorter the better. However, if you want to spend your week off where there's no cap in your ears thinking, oh, what a good time we had on the show, you can head over to TikTok, tiktok.com/comealongpondpodcast. Over there, we post fun little moments, cute little, say it with me now, bonmos of us having hot girl chats, highlights and lowlights. So many people over there, wonderful. I'm sure you probably already know about the TikTok. It's probably how you came over here. However, your one-stop shop, baby. Instagram, I'm talking reels, I'm talking polls, I'm talking almost probably at this point 5,000 of you. Absolutely insane. Send us a DM. If you're really sweet, maybe we'll dedicate an episode to you like we did Jenny, but no one will match Jenny's sweetness. But still, send us a DM. Any thoughts, questions, queries, you can get in touch with us over there. Come along, Pond Pod. Cast. That is on Instagram. Can't miss us. Same artwork everywhere. And a couple of deranged queers rambling about Doctor Who.
Ha, yeah. You got that right, hon. You got that right.
But with all that being said...
sorry.
it's been an absolute pleasure being joined by you this evening.
And it's been an absolute honour and a privilege to do this again. God, I missed it. I really did.
Incidentally, it's been lovely being joined by all of you at home as well.
And we give you air from our dusty lungs.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Do you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 60th anniversary? Doctor, 25th of November. Tune in, baby. Starbeast.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.